Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortling continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
This is the Northwest Spring Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. I'm Kelly Hart. Yes, we got the openers in. Finally, Ma Nature cooperated, and we got to see some awesome racing all over the Northwest. Let's start with Skagit Speedway, because all I've heard about from Saturday night at 10 o'clock when their show got over till the time I do this report is how amazing the Outlaw 410 Sprint Race was last Saturday. Perfect racetrack, great car count, and slide job after slide job with plenty of action for everybody. Kudos to first week winner Travis Roots in the Rudine Racing number 26 for the win. The 360 sprint winner was his teammate Taylor Malsom, just fresh from the ARCA race back in the Midwest. Welcome back Kelsey Carpenter with the win in the Sportsman Sprint Race. Kelsey took a year off and came back with a win his first night back, which is no easy feat. At Elma, Grays Harbor got its season opener in for the ASCS Local 360s. Jamie Barnes was the winner there. The Ford Focus Midget Race was won by Samantha Taylor, and Blair Shoemaker was the modified winner. At Deming Speedway Friday night, Stephen Hendrickson held off Brock Lemley for the win in the 1200s. Blake Briggy won the 600 main event. Chad Sinner, the 600 restricted winner. Sean Holtorf in the 250s, and Austin Sheridan was the Casey Kane Jr. Sprint victor. At Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, Kim Winterberg beat Shane Mitchell in a 25-plus lap battle around that high-banked asphalt quarter mile for the win in the B-Modifieds. The race was reminiscent of the late model battles those two have had for years. It was really a fun race to watch. At Douglas County Speedway in Roseburg, Justin Mack scored his first career victory in the Don Hine Memorial Race for NSRA Sprint Cars. Mack held off Jeff Montgomery and Jake Mann for the win. Make it four in a row for Roger Crockett as he now has won the Grove 360 Classic four straight times at Cottage Grove. Crockett beat Kyle Miller and Marvin Smith for the win in the Companion Limited Sprint main event. Brandy Bounds is now 2-for-2 on the 2008 season after winning. Racing this weekend includes the 360 Cast Iron Wing Sprint Nationals at Ofreda Raceway Park Saturday night on that high-banked quarter-mile asphalt. Local Ofreda Sprint Cars, Wesco Sprints, and other asphalt sprint car jockeys will be vying for the $1,000 first prize. Craig Devers, the defending champion. At State Line Stadium and Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho, they'll kick off the INSCA sprint season for 360 asphalt sprints. Tony Berry is the defending INSCA champion. Skagit Speedway hosts all three local divisions of sprint cars led by the Outlaw 410s. Remember, their new start time, 7 p.m. at the Alger 3/10th Mile Clay Oval. Sprint cars and modifieds run at Grays Harbor Raceway this Saturday night on their 3/8th Mile Oval. At Deming Friday night, all five classes of mini sprints. Cottage Grove is hosting the limited sprints and modifieds on this week's Saturday night program. The Northwest Legends are at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval Saturday for the final weekend of the Apple Blossom Festival. And last but not least, modifieds are on the schedule at Willamette Speedway. There you have it, this week's Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report. I'm Kelly Hart for North Sound Racing on your radio home. For motorsports in the Northwest, North Sound 1380, KRKO.
Starting its ninth season, which is a pretty impressive statistic no matter what you do, the Northwest-based ARCA West Circle K, which we're going to talk about, Late Model Challenge Series, is getting ready to fire up their season at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval this Saturday. And joining us is the director of the series, Jerry Losh, and the champion for 2007, who is going to be buzzing his way around the quarter mile on Saturday at Wenatchee. Gary Lewis joins us on the phone. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well. Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being with us. I know both of you two are really got, well, Gary, probably not so much. You've got a lot ahead of you because you got your car pretty much ready to go. I know Jerry's getting the trailer loaded up, getting ready to head over there. But, Jerry, let's start off with you. First of all, nice job on this Circle K Late Model Challenge Series. Tell us about that.
Oh, we've had some good things in the off season there. ARCA West expanded into the up into Canada, and when they went into Canada, they acquired Max Convenience Stores. The U.S. version of Max Convenience Stores is Circle K down here, and so we acquired Circle K as our title sponsor this year. we're looking forward here in the near future. We'll be a little late on getting the schedule together and everything else this year, but next year what you'll see is the Canadian late model series up there. You'll see the U.S. Series down here, and we're going to have combined events next season, probably about 3 to 4 of those combined events. So we just plug through this year, and a lot of good things coming for us here next season.
It's going to be an awesome deal. You've got quite, you know, a 5 scheduled races at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. I think, what, one or two down in Oregon, one up in Canada, plus the road course race coming up. So, you know, it's going to be an active season for you guys.
Actually, on that one there, we're running, we're here 5 times in Wenatchee. We got a couple over in Montana.
In Montana, yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want to lead them south when they can go east, huh? Gary, the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval has been a very nice place for you to visit over the years, no matter what kind of race car you have underneath you. First of all, how's car coming along? You've been saying all week you're going to go out and just win this thing. What are you going to bring to the show?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna do my best to win it. Of course, it's not just gonna be that easy. So, we're doing everything we can in our power to make it the best we can. And, you know, I thought we were doing pretty good here for time, but I think I created a little extra work than I planned on. So,
oh no,
looks like we're gonna have a long night tonight and probably quite a bit of work tomorrow before we get her loaded up and head out for practice tomorrow night. So,
what'd you do?
Oh, I'm just trying to make it the best I can, you know. And of course,
he can't tell you that's a secret what he did. You know?
Right? Yeah, I know how this goes.
Well, you know, just trying to make it. I don't know. There's just a lot of little things, you know, and the little things add up. So.
Yeah. Well, I know how you are when it comes to preparation. If it's not right, you know, it's going to be right before you load it up. You know, I guess Jerry, I'll direct this question to you. It's a nice expected driver roster list that are looking to get into the Apple Blossom 125. As we know, Gary Lewis, last year's champion. We're going to have Brent Harris, Eric Hargraves, Wes Rhodes, Shelby Thompson, Christian Reeder, Mike Kenyon, Don Vickery. The list goes on and on. That's not a stout field. And Gary, you might want to comment too. You know, you've raced each and every one of these guys. Who are you going to be hoping not to see in your rearview mirror on Saturday night?
Well, I mean, you just named off a whole bunch of cars that are going to be right there. So, yeah, that's why I'm here working so hard to try to get every little bit of edge I can. I mean, you know, Eric Hargraves, he's one of the best drivers around, and he's got a new car, so he's going to be real strong. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. It's going to be a tough deal. I mean, it's going to be no easy task at all. So it's all going to come down to preparation, who works the hardest, and who gives himself the best shot, and that's what we're looking to do. So.
Yeah, and Jerry, by all means, go ahead and comment. Another name that is on the list here, it's very impressive, that has made some noise over there at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. Jason Jefferson looks to be have his entry fee in as well. Talk about the talent that you're going to have running consistently this season.
We've got a great turnout here. We've got a majority of our top 10 returning right now for, you know, the season opener. In addition to the racers that you already mentioned, Jason Jefferson, of course, he's driving one of the Garrett Evans race cars. Unfortunately, Garrett's got to take some time off here for the first couple races. Boy, I wait to see Garrett chomping at the bit and walking around nervous. Boy, I bet it's been a long time since he's missed a race. But he'll be out later in the season, and he's got Jason Jefferson in a brand new car. In the old Garrett Evans colors.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Longton's coming up from Yakima. BJ Tidrick, he was the final champion of the Big 5 series over there at Wenatchee. They're going to be looking there at Gary. And, you know, last year, you know, this season opener there for Gary, Gary did a phenomenal job, took the win, and that, I believe, was what started off a phenomenal season for Gary last year.
Yeah, he was, he kind of stunk up quite a few shows.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it stuck up in there. I mean, there were some very impressive races there throughout the full season. We had a great season last year. Enjoyable season, very competitive. The last 3 to 4 seasons have been really great. And you know, this season here with the economy and different things up, things have tightened up a bit. But our focus here is just to put on really highly competitive, enjoyable programs and with a competitive field. And good grouping of guys. This year, I do have to mention, we've got 3 new rookies coming in. We've got Wes Rhodes' son, Dan Rhodes, coming in as a rookie contender. Jared Boris, he's coming up as a rookie. And then also Chris Walter is a local at Wenatchee, coming into the rookie program. And, of course, we've got a good sponsorship there with Port City Race Cars with the Rookie of the Year deal. And there's going to be some exciting racing, you know, not only, you know, from our regulars, but as the locals come in and participate, too.
I could not let either one of you two get by without mentioning your sponsors. And, Jerry, I always like to put you on the spot because usually hopefully you prepared and had your list in front of you, but let's see how many serious sponsors you can rattle off here.
Actually, I do have my list this time because on occasion you caught me off guard and I
struggled
to try to remember them all here. But the biggest thing I do want to come out and say, you know, we this season opener is we've got a winner's check sponsor from Bay City Motorsports, Bruce Lotta. Bruce Lotta has been a huge sponsor and supporter of our program since like 2002. He's helped us with the transponder system. He usually sponsors an event here and there each season. Just a great deal, and he stepped up. He said, Jerry, let's add some excitement to it. What can we do? And I said, hey, why don't you sponsor Winner's Check? And he came on board with that. So that's a $2,000 to win, going to the winner there. And then, we've acquired additional contingency award sponsors. We've got the Auto Meter aboard again, CV Products, Frank's Radio Service, Goodrich Products, Joe's Racing Products, Sonic Tilton, Trick Racing Fuel, Bilstein Shocks, Earl's Plumbing, Holly, we got Holly and ARP and Brodex and Five Star. Again, Port City's with the Rookie of the Year award. Awesome award there, giving out a full chassis there to the Rookie of the Year. Eric Cargraves got that last year. Of course, we've got Long Acres with the scale system. We've got Heat Shield, Mechanics Wear, gloves, a whole bunch of people, and we've got several other sponsors throughout the season that are helping us out on season, winner's check sponsors and stuff. So it's just great to have the sponsors stay on board, support the program. It really helps add momentum to the program.
Hey, Gary, you know, I just had a thought. You don't even need to paint your car with all these contingency decals you're going to have to put on, let alone
with... There's no room left. I mean, Jerry's got it all covered.
I know.
Gary had his full last year from front to back. It was pretty awesome.
I'm just going to line the stickers up so I can get my 7 and my 3 on the door.
Yeah, well, if you have any room left on your car, Gary, who would you have on your car for this weekend?
You know, always out of Kirkland, Washington, the Sign Factory USA helps us out a bunch. And then, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Warren at Sandblasters Incorporated.
As always.
He helps out us. He helps us out a ton, and he's been going through a tough time right now. And all our prayers and everything. Wish him the best, and hopefully he gets healthy and everything. So, big shout out to Sandblasters out of Marysville.
Well put.
You know, and then you know we got Victory Circle chassis and. Got good solid engines from AC Nutter, ARP bodies, AP brakes, Leary's Shock Shop, Long Acre. You know, a bunch of guys that have been with us for a long time that help us out and allow us to go out there and have fun and do these great races that ARCA West puts on. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to having the winner on next Thursday's show. You both know that's kind of the policy around here, so... Make sure we get hooked up with that. But Jerry, good luck on the 2008 season, and I wish you all the best. We'll keep track of you all season long. And Mr. Lewis, well, you know the routine around here. I don't need to explain anything to you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, Steve. Well, like I said, I always appreciate you giving me a shout and having us come on board and talk about our program and stuff. How many seasons is it for you now?
Me, I'm on my third.
On your third, there.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe we're going into our ninth season, you know, from something that started out as a simple late model program at Spanaway Speedway, a little local track program has grown into, a big program around here and a lot of momentum, especially the last 3 to 4 years. And you know, we've got a little stumbles and stuff going on, but we keep moving forward, and we're looking for a great, exciting year this year. And, again, you know, the season opener here, it's up for grabs. There's a big contingency of drivers here that can grab that, and I think we're going to have a lot of great great racing, not only this Saturday, but throughout the season.
It is going
to mention.
I'm sorry,
I do want to mention one thing. One of the biggest things we got going this year, largest event that we've ever put on in 9 seasons, is we've got an open comp event scheduled over at Mission Valley Speedway in Polson, Montana. It's a $10,000 to win deal. It's over $50,000 sponsored in on that deal. It'll be definitely one of our largest events ever and could be one of the season's largest events in the Northwest region.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to that, too. Gentlemen, as always, I always appreciate both your time. I know it's a busy time to get away and be doing stuff like this, but kind of nice to get a break on it, too. Gary, one thing, crew's looking for pizza tonight. You better get your mom on it.
Pizza tonight, huh?
Yeah, well, you know the routine.
All after dinner.
Ooh, there you go. Well, stop by here, you know, around 10 o'clock. I'll hook up with you.
Yeah, but
hey, you can't feed the crew until the work's done on the car. You know, that keeps them working.
Yeah. Oh, hunger is a motivator.
And there's no work done on the car till you feed the crew.
Yeah.
Oh, they go. Oh, there you
That's how it works.
Damn it! I thought they learned that by now. Again, the race is coming up Saturday at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, the opener for the ARCA West Circle K Late Model Challenge Series. I believe events start off at 7 o'clock. For I know the Northwest Legends are going to be the support show on that, which is always cool. Those guys put on a whale of a show over there. So good luck to both of you, man. I'll be anxious to hear what's going on.
Well, thank you, Steve, and good luck to you there, Gary. It's good to have you on board here tonight with the radio, and get back to work on that car. There's going to be a lot of guys shooting for that victory circle, and so good luck and appreciate you having coming out. And again, Steve, appreciate it any time you give us a call.
All right, thanks a lot, gentlemen. Get back to work, okay?
All right, thank you, Steve. Take care,
Kale. Yeah, thanks a lot. Gary Lewis and Jerry Losch.